But when several these little serpents get together, it creates a group spirit, and that's the devil. That's the spirit of the devil that works. It works in a group. And that's what's out of here in this world. And the ungodly world, that's where the devil works. And it tells you how to dress, how to talk, how to wear your hair, what kind of shoes to wear. Yeah, you women are wearing them high heels because the devil said so. I know you don't like to hear that. I just hate to break the truth to you, but somebody's got to make you mad. Yeah, I never will forget when I figured that out. I want to say all by myself, but I know God helped me. I was sitting in my den in Bodark, Missouri, dwelling and meditating on the things of God, and it came to my mind, why do we dress like we do? Why do we do all what we do? And I don't know why it came to my mind about them high heel shoes, Brother Daniel, but it came to my mind. Yeah, the devil, Sister Ann said, the devil made you do it. Well, I sat in my chair and I thought, why would anybody design a shoe with a peg on it that every woman I've ever talked to or listened to said, I gotta get out of these heels, they're killing me. But you keep putting them back on. Now, I have never tried to walk around all day on them deals, but ooh-wee. That's one place I'm glad I'm not a woman. I don't want to wear high heels all day. But I sat there and thought about that. Who come up with this idea? And I thought, what did they do? Why did the designers do that? And I got up out of my chair and I stood up on my toes. And when I did, I couldn't believe it, how the calves of my legs tightened up like they're right now doing. And I said, that sorry devil. You know, men likes to look at you women's legs, especially when the calves are tight. Yeah. And then while I was on my toes, I started walking. And you know what I noticed? I noticed that my hips was moving about twice as much as they do when I walked flat-footed. And I said, that sorry devil. You know, that's the spirit of the world. Well, I'm not telling you quit wearing them high heels, but I'm just telling you where it comes from. You know, I'd go home and cut about half of it off anyway. You know, I'd say, Lord, I'm getting there. The price they pay. Well, anyway, I'm just showing you how the world influences everybody. And they've got a reason behind it. The designers are designing women's clothes to make them look sexy so men will pay attention to them. And y'all are, I don't know how much of the trap you're falling into, but it is a trap. We just accept it, you know. In fact, our little girls grow up thinking that they're supposed to look sexy and that all men are supposed to pay attention when they go by. Men are supposed to turn their head and look. They grew up that way. They don't really need a lot of help because it's something built in them that knows how to get men's attention without any help. But anyway, let me get off of that, ladies. I'm sorry that I've spent so much time on you, but I'm just showing you what the spirit of the world does, how it operates in man. It works that way in men, in other areas of sports and all this stuff that's on movies and things that now got little kids, you know, they play these little games. Kill him, get it, boom, boom, boom. You know, everything's killing something and chasing something and destroying something and getting to feel big in yourself because you're big enough to whoop somebody else or do something to somebody. That's not a spirit of God. But anyway, it's a spirit of the world. And, of course, the spirit of Satan, that's another group spirit, but it works in religion. It builds religion. It builds religious systems. It builds organizations of religion. False religions and even religions inside of Christianity. It's a spirit of setting yourself apart for in the spirit of man. You can do that. You can take the word of God and build something. You can mix the spirit of man in it and get more man in it and build something. You can build your own kingdom. Remember what Satan told Jesus? He said, if you'll fall down and worship me. This wasn't no pitchfork red suited guy that was talking to Jesus that he was looking. This was all going on inside his head just like it goes on inside your head. He realized with the power of God I have and the word of God that I have, I can manipulate people. People are drawn to me and I can build my own kingdom. He saw that. He saw. And hey, we've seen men do it. We've seen men that had God, an anointing of God, build a religious system, and they lost God in the midst of it, and it turned into something for man, and they wooed man's minds and man got involved in it and got hurt. There used to be a Pentecostal preacher by the name of A.A. Allen. Was a great man of God, had great evangelist. He had the gift of healing. Many miracles were done in his ministry, and he died in a motel room, drunk, with whiskey all in his room, and they had evidence that he had women visited him up there, and a lot of sad things took place. I remember when he died, and I remember when Don Stewart took his place, and I remember that facade that was built just kept right on going. There's a spirit of evil that work. It can work with religion. You have to learn it. You've got to learn how to discern it and how to keep yourself set apart from it. that's why that scripture in Isaiah 35, Brother Phil, if you'd put it back up, it said that this was for the wayfaring man. You know what a wayfaring man? He's a man. He's a pilgrim. He's searching. This world is not his home. He's seeking for God. He's looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Said the wayfarer, the unclean won't pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men. I'd like to think that I'm a wayfarer. I'm a man that's in search for the way of God and the purpose of God, and to have God's life in my life and His purpose and His will working in my life. Though fools shall not err therein. You won't just stumble on the way of God and just stay in that. You won't just stay in it and just say, you know, I mean, I'm just here. I just stumble on this and I've been in it. No, you'll stumble. You may stumble in, but you'll stumble right on out. If you don't ever see, you don't ever understand, and God doesn't ever quicken to you, help you to understand. This church has a vision of the body of Jesus Christ. There's a difference that you need to understand about that. We have a vision of what the body of Christ was. If you look in the in Ephesians, turn with me in the book of Ephesians. I've see. What the scripture. It's a little bit difficult to understand completely without some explanation the body of Christ, the church, it says, which is his body. I know I'm looking over it here in just a second. No, that's not it. It's in Ephesians. I'm going to my iPhone. Somebody look up body in Ephesians. Maybe. That's one body. What's that say? Ephesians 1:23. That's the one I'm wanting, I think. It's 22 and 23 is why it's a little bit hard to locate in both scriptures together. He's put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head, God. Let me back up.